Sunday night, Chavos Halvavos and Dvar Halacha, or Legimel Mar Cheshvan, 22nd of October. We're learning, we learned last time about Mayim Achronim, so continuing about Mayim Achronim, we're not going into if Mayim Achronim nowadays is a chiyuv or not. Certainly it's a chiyuv if your hands are sticky or dirty, or you wouldn't if you feel uncomfortable, your hands feel dirty, so then it's absolute, then it's a chiyuv to wash your hands to make a bracha. So and also some say that the regular chiyuv of Mayim Achronim because of melastomis applies nowadays also for various reasons. So kaponim tonight we're gonna, the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Omrim that there's no chiyuv to dry it. Drying is not part of the process. It's part of the process of Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Emtsoyim, which we don't necessarily do nowadays. But Mayim Achronim is, so the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch is, there's no, it's not part of the process, because the hands are clean. You don't need to dry them to be clean. It's more of a down-to-earth practical matter of cleanliness. B'lo Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says, B'lo HaRambam Nagev Lachakach Mavorech, that's the Lashon HaRambam by Mayim Achronim, is Menagev, and the Meforshim Afanord and the Rambam explain that if your hands are still wet, they're still called because the water is Mezuham, and the wipe finishes the cleansings. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that he has written that the Shulchan Aruch is noita lahokel from other places in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is l'chatchila tov l'nagei vilam, and people don't necessarily do it. They sort of rub their hands together and off, and the niguv comes that way. I don't know if that's really considered niguv if you want to be old Rambam Shita. The Mishnah Berurah says Mayim Achronim doesn't need a shear, by the way. And he brings on the Gra was makbid on a revius. Then the Sefer presented the Chazon Ish was not makbid on a revius. Again, Mayim Achronim seems to be more of a practical thing of cleansing the hands. Isa, we're in Perek Dalet, and he's talking about things that are obstacles to Shari Yichud HaMaisa. And he gave a list of three things. One is you don't really appreciate Hashem and His power and His being native, and you sort of feel you need other things in the world that you have to find favor in their eyes or whatever. Number two is you don't really properly understand what your obligations are towards Hashem. He'll elaborate on each of these things. And number three is the good old Yetzirah that drags you into things you don't want to be dragged into. So he now elaborates on each thing. So the first thing is Choser Yudias Elokim. Avlofani Hesed Hasichlus Yidaso Elokim L'maisa Ha'avodahu. This is really the most direct and the most simple to understand. They should call me Shani Yodeas Adonov Lo Yavdeo Belibo. You have a sort of a reciprocal relationship. Certainly according to the Chavis HaVavis, it's sort of a reciprocal relationship. Hashem provides us with things and we are Maketov and we serve Him back. So if you don't really appreciate what He does for you and you don't realize about He's mative to you constantly, and you have problems in life, so you want to find favor or kowtow or do what's pleasing to other people that you think do control your fate. If you have clarity that only that Toelos and Nezek only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it will be much easier to focus your avodas alukim, your avoda towards with Yichud HaMaisa, which means the single-mindedness of doing it for Hashem, because that's what drags you to other things is Toelos and Nezek. You're afraid of Nezek, you want Toelos, so you do things that will find you favor in the eyes of people you think because you want Toelos from them, or you're afraid of Nezek. But if there's no, if that's not true, that's your heart wouldn't lead with HaMaisa, which you're serving Hashem totally because it's his Ratzon, not we're with other cheshbonos in mind, other people in mind, whether it's any of the cheshbonos that people have. Is afraid of or be there mibnei adam b'lavad boy very bnei adam b'lohabori oved b'lohabori osam mibnei sheni yodeh b'lomakir inyono. In other words, he's going to see his toelas as it coming from. So that's the first of the problems in developing yichud hamaisa, is not realizing that toelas and nezek and everything is only from Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.